This is Women in STEM, Career and Confidence, the podcast for scientific and professional women who want to restore confidence, make meaningful impact, and balance the things and people that mean most to them. I'm Dr. Hannah Roberts, and I'll be sharing with you insights and inspiration into the mindset and skill set to help you navigate your career and lead powerfully. It's recorded live and outdoors, so anything could happen. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Women in STEM, Career and Confidence. And this is show number 15. We're going to be talking about husky dogs and needs today. So if any of you have ever seen a husky dog, a picture of a husky dog, or even one in action yourself, you'll know that the husky dogs pull the sled along with them. And that's what I want you to think about when you think about basic needs. So in last session, we talked about trigger tracking and how sometimes our basic needs can be the cause of many of our triggers in life, not exclusively, but some. And needs are things like food, water, sleep, exercise, fresh air, alone time, and they can be different for everybody. But in particular, I want to talk about the concept of having a lead need. So a bit like the husky dog, what is the one need that's actually pulling the sled, that is you sat in the sled, along with you? And for me, that lead need is sleep. Because when I get the sleep that I need, everything else happens. I go for the exercise, I eat well, I make time for alone time, I operate better. And there's some really interesting research statistics on sleep. So first of all, the Barna Group did a research study and found that 68% of people are waking up feeling unrefreshed. A Nature article described how getting 1 hour extra sleep every single night gave the equivalent happiness levels as a £56,000 raise. I find that mind-boggling. Would you rather, let me know in the comments below, would you rather have the £56,000 raise or would you rather have 1 hour sleep a night? Let me know in the comments below what you would choose, or if you're going to go halfway and have half an hour and half the money. Too early to do the maths, I'm afraid. So let me know about that. Okay, and another important piece of information, which I find super interesting because I must have spent the whole of my maternity leave walking around being in the same state as being slightly drunk, because the research shows if you get less than 6 hours sleep, you might be operating with the same sort of blood levels. Not saying this quite right. So you know when you have a drink and you have blood alcohol levels and there's a threshold of 0.4% and then you're officially can't drive the car or whatever it is. It's the same for sleep. So if we get less than 6 hours sleep, it's like operating at the level of being slightly drunk or slightly tipsy. And then I think about that, you know, when I was being woken up multiple times a night by kids having all that broken sleep, and I was really tired. I was going to work and I was essentially working well, sort of being at the same level as being slightly drunk all the time. I mean, I find this really fascinating. But obviously we want to avoid work that has been done in that kind of state in the first place. Plus, we're going to be much more patient people if we get enough sleep. So for me, this lead need of sleep has become oh so important to me to be able to give myself a window of at least 8 to 8.5 hours opportunity to sleep is crucial. And for me, I'm getting up at 6:15. I need to be in bed by 9:30 at night. And it's so tempting, you know, when you've got the kids to bed to want to just stay up and have a whole stretch of oh so glorious alone time. But it can't always happen, for me anyway. And then it's not just the, you know, going to bed at 9:30, there's the fact that we need to have that full wind down on the way as well. We can't just, you know, be typing away on the computer till 9:30 and then expect to be asleep at 9:35. So we have to do some preparation as well. And I read this book called Why We Sleep, It's all about the research into sleep by this great scientist, and I can't remember his name, but it is so interesting, so interesting. And when we cut our sleep short, it's actually the REM sleep that suffers. And this is the part of our brain that processes complex emotions, that makes sense of what's happened to us. It's not just about the regeneration of our body, but it's our mind as well. And when we miss out on that, we're less able to cope with what the world throws at us. And if you're anything like me, if you've not had enough sleep, I am less able to cope with the world. So it all makes sense. And in this book, it also described the buildup of sleep pressure that happens throughout the day. And I'd got into this really awful habit when I was tired of, I don't drink tea or coffee or anything like that, but I would have a Diet Coke if I was feeling really sluggish in the afternoon and I needed to do a workshop and I needed to be all sprightly and things like that. And this book was describing how caffeine blocks the very receptors that bind to something that I can't remember that creates sleep pressure. And so caffeine has a long half-life. So for 6 hours after that event, the receptor cannot do the binding that it's supposed to do, which means it's going to have a knock-on effect to building up sleep pressure and being able to sleep at night, which then has a knock-on effect to how you feel the next day and the next day, which tends to perpetuate habits like caffeine drinking for me. And when I finally really got that, this was the first time I'd actually been able to properly kick that habit out of the door. And I just needed to go science on it. But yes, bringing it all back to the front now, I want you to start to think about, you know, if you had all your needs were 6 different husky dogs, which one of those would need to be at the front? Which one do we need to focus particular attention to? And how are you going to focus in on that? Whether that is sleep, whether it's food, whether it's water, rehydrating enough, whether it's exercise, fresh air, alone time, whatever else you need to be just okay, then we need to be focusing in on that first and foremost, and all the others are going to start to fall into place too. So let me know in the comments below, what's it going to be for you? Is it going to be sleep like me, or is it going to be something else? And do come into the Facebook community, Breakthrough Unleashed, and we can start the discussion in there too. And if you want to check out that book, I will drop a link in the comments below and in the show notes. And it's been great to be with you all this morning, and I'll see you on Friday for the next episode. Okay? Bye for now. Thank you for listening to Women in STEM, Career and Confidence. To get further support in your journey, join me in Breakthrough Unleashed on Facebook.